Microscopes. When I was little, I used to believe that I could see air. Tiny specks of sometimes blue and other times green, but mostly clear in front of my eyes. I never told anyone till now. Wanted to keep the secret, to be special. I squinted to see life, to see O2 mixed with CO2 right before my eyes. Something amazing. I believed I could see air. One of these days, I said, they will learn what I can do. But as years went on, I could see them less and less. Slipped away from my vision, my aging eyes lack precision. Or perhaps I just forgot to look for it anymore. Now, when I squint some 20 years later, I call them sunspots. From not listening to my mother, I can't help but stare at the sun from time to time. The little blue and sometimes green, but mostly clear circles dot my retina and transmit into my skull. But my optic nerve used to lie to my brain all the time. Yes, that swimming pool is an ocean, and that old broken bottle a potion, and yes, those dots are oxygen. But now it translates sunspots. My optic nerve rarely ever lies to me anymore, or maybe I never ask it to. But I used to believe I could see air. And not just a single air molecule, no, but the particles within it, too. That squiggly bit of ribosome, and that circle, a nucleus. Words I'd only ever seen on charts and graphs, but I was convinced, all the same, that someday I would be able to clearly see someone's DNA. Each nucleic acid twisted together their genetic information, be able to tell the color of their eyes before looking at their face, a scientific mystery with eyes like a microscope. And when I looked at a boy, I'd be able to read his double helix and prevent heartbreak before we even said hello. Not that I'd have time for boys when I can see air, no. That's just the beginning. I'll spend my time at NASA, and my dad will be so proud when they send me to the moon to stare at Mars with my special eyes. She'll know the answer, they'll say, and they'll cheer when I land because I'm the girl that can see molecules. But they've already sent Curiosity to Mars, have extraterrestrial terrain cars, and me? Well, I'm a writer, with a left eye that's slightly stronger than the right, but not strong enough to see nuclei at night. Maybe it's because I don't practice anymore.